Well,
Right.
go
Oh,
ahead.
he
Yeah,
is?
good.
Okay. Good evening. I would like to call to order this meeting of the Community Relations Committee of the Board of Aldermen. Please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Will the clerk call the roll, please?
Mr. Sill.
Here.
Mr. Newberg.
Here.
Mr. Chavarella. Okay, record should reflect you have a quorum present.
Very good, thank you.
Go ahead.
Is there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda? Do you have anything, Art?
Nope, not on my end.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, just I would ask that you delete items 6 through 9 because we didn't, they're not completed the minutes yet.
6 through 9, okay.
If there's no objection.
We'll delete those from the agenda tonight. I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Go pass. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Is there anyone from the public? Third and final time, anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Public portion is closed. Move on to number 10, Blight Department, review list of blighted properties. Carmine's here, this the new list you gave me tonight.
Yep.
I know some of these are on the agenda also, but
our old ones.
The majority of the calls we're getting now is are basically overgrown shrubbery into people's properties and overgrown grass. So that's being addressed either with a, well, we have a grass letter, send it out instead of, you know, and then we'll check a week after to see if they cut the grass or not, but or cut the shrubs back. If it's a serious issue, then we'll send out the letters and go into that process because a lot of it's just somebody's shrubs overgrown and the neighbor complaint and, you know, I'll go out and make an inspection. And
I was going to say, I wouldn't give more than a week either at this time of year.
Or, you know, by the time I get out there again. And,
yeah.
But, you know, we'll just stay up on top of that the best we can.
And you guys are tracking, sorry. And you guys are keeping track of this, right? Like same how you're doing with the other blight stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we put it on a calendar or make a note of it to go out and check it again. Okay, so one of us will get out there and just check it. And then if it's not done, then we'll send out the letter and move forward on that end.
Okay, I gave you one tonight, Hawthorne at 7.
Right, I'll check that tomorrow morning.
Very bad overgrowth.
That's what most of the issues are.
And there may be somebody elderly or somebody that can't do it or somebody's sick, but we just got to find
right.
out.
I got an email today on, for instance, 9 Pine Street. That was a major issue. They had unregistered cars. We sent them a letter. The gentleman is old. He's in a wheelchair. The person taking care took care of the cars, got them registered.
Yeah.
The lady in the back on Marshall Lane made a complaint about her backyard because she could see it. There was a tree down. The pool is, you know, is an in-ground pool. It's not being used. So anyway, today I got an email from the lady. They're working on the back. They hired a contractor. She sent me an invoice okay. to show that they are going to move
great.
Forward on it.
Great.
So I'll send you an email okay. also.
I think they're only allowed one car that doesn't run in their backyard, right? Isn't that
I don't know.
I don't know.
It was in the driveway.
Yeah.
But it was there for a while. I called up and I spoke to the girl. She gave me her phone number. I spoke to her. She got the cars registered. And
okay.
So cars are fine now.
Great.
Okay. And she's going to work on the backyard. So I'll take care of the lady on Marshall Lane to tell her that it's being done.
Okay. You want to go down this list?
Okay. 75. Yeah. Let's do that one. 75 Park Avenue. Is that the top one? Okay. The blight lien is being processed right now. I signed the papers on Monday or Tuesday this week to Matthew. And, I guess he's going to move forward on that.
You're starting with number 10.
You want to go through this whole list here?
Oh, I don't know. There's anything down.
No, but most of it is.
And we got some of them that are
the
on the
same.
Agenda.
I got. I was going to go to 310 Sentinel Hill.
Yeah.
I guess there was negotiated some funds on it, and what we did was we sent them out an invoice for the money he promised to give us. So that he, we sent it out certified Monday or Tuesday this past week. And I even sent in a return envelope for him.
These are past fines.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So that's how.
No, our zoning enforcement officer was there and the fire marshal was there.
And I guess they negotiated a number and
a lot more involved.
Right. We sent out an invoice to make sure that he sent the money back to us. Okay. All right. Number 2395 Fort Thorn, that file's closed.
Okay.
The funds were negotiated and I believe received on that. Same thing with 6 Elm Street, Attorney Kaplan. 6 and 8 Elm Street. He's been working with Jim on. Do you know about that one?
I do not know about this.
Okay, well, he's been talking to. He's in your office, right, Kaplan?
Oh, Jason Kaplan.
Jason Kaplan. Office. Yes.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Okay,
I'm thinking Kaplan. Who are we talking
about? So he's been working with Jim on funds for that. Negotiating that that lien out.
It's actually in suit.
Right.
This is one. So
he asked for some figures on it, and I wasn't there.
We were looking for figures because we're moving that. Since we took over as corporation counsel, we have put 13 matters in suit to foreclose the blight liens, and I believe this is one.
It was right. And then there's a potential buyer for that property also. Across the street from her, but she won't sell it to him. Dan's garage, that's taken care of.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's down here.
Yeah, he cut the grass. And I talked about the cars. It's a used car lot.
Yeah.
So there's not much I could do about the cars. Right. I said, just keep it neat.
That's across from the garage. There's a little used car
lot. Right. I said, just keep it neat and presentable. I said, it got out of hand. He was down here. I talked to him. The guy was fine on it.
Okay.
21 Derby Avenue.
That's a big bugaboo with a lot of people.
Okay, I found out what happened there. The garbage, there is a can there in front of the chiropractor's office, garbage can. The building next door to them has been putting their garbage with his garbage, but not in cans. So I've tracked the guy's name down. I'm going to send him a letter that he has to supply cans to his tenants. And hopefully that resolves that problem.
Okay. And that's really an eyesore.
Yeah. We pass it every morning. I'm going to plead ignorance on number 6 for this time.
Those are all Hawkins Street addresses?
Yeah. They must be grasses and empty properties maybe. And I don't know about all of them. Jim put this down, so. I'll have to check with him on those.
All right. You check on it then.
Same thing with 6 Hawkins. See, again, it's the rear property with trees. So that I'm going to have to go back there and see what the story is on that. Same thing with. We sent the letter out for 191 Hawkins. And we also sent the letter out to 131 Hawkins, the old tavern that was there.
Yeah,
we sent him a letter again. I think we're going to be ready to
over the hill. That's been like that for years.
Yeah, we finally sent out the 2 letters, so now I think we can move forward after the last.
Are those
letter.
Cars registered that are in front?
I don't think so. No, they've been there forever.
All right.
Okay.
That's a big eyesore too.
Okay, I can't get a hold of Attorney Salato right now. I probably put 5 calls into her about the next foreclosure date for 1011 Roosevelt.
That's been a long time too, yeah.
Yeah, they did clean up a lot of the front, but there's still a lot there.
Oh, it's all packed into the fence and everything. It's still a lot there, but
it's all... there's a lot there, but they cleaned off a lot of the spot up on the roadside. So do you want to say it looks better? Yes. Is it presentable? No. Yeah. Okay. 75 Park Avenue. That's the one I just signed the lien letter. We sent it back to Matt, I think on Tuesday. So he'll move forward on that.
I think
the guy with the.
I think Kevin White was down there yesterday or today too. Yeah.
Okay. So then we're working on that one.
Progress. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good.
1725 Crescent. I'm back on the other list now. I think I hit everything on this list.
Well, that's on the agenda here. We'll get to it when we get.
Okay.
So we're done with the review as far as this list.
Right. Which one is on 20? Bank Street, the one that the car went through the house.
Right.
I checked with Joe, the building inspector. No permits have been issued on that yet. It's an unoccupied, unsafe building at this time.
It is?
Yeah.
I see people going in and out of there every day.
He says it's unoccupied. There's strings across the front and everything.
Well, they're just here, but the stairways are open.
Well,
yeah.
It's an unsafe.
I saw somebody going in there yesterday.
Unless it was, you know, people adjusting the building and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not. He said it's an unsafe building, and he marked it that way.
Yeah.
Okay, and the one next door, 18 Bank Street with the fire, they've taken out building permits.
Yeah.
So they will be working on the, they've already started working on the foundation and stuff like that.
It's been a while, but I know we waited for insurance.
They waited for insurance. That's all settled. Building permits were taken out and plumbing permits were taken out. Okay, so that takes care of that. In 1725 Crescent, we're in litigation with them now.
17-25 Crescent is in litigation. There are two cases pending. There's one where they sued the city of Derby just before we all took office. And we appear that we're defending that action. And then there is our Blightling foreclosure, which we are prosecuting. You may recall there was an executive session on this, and there was an approval of some of a recommendation from our office. The matter has not been finalized yet. We are working to see exactly what is happening there. It's very strange. As you know, a building permit was issued for that.
Well, I heard they ordered furnaces and everything, and
right.
They were in
the. We don't know if the sewer was ever fixed.
Didn't they order a bunch of furnaces too? They were doing work. 8 furnaces, I heard.
I didn't see 8 furnaces there.
No, huh?
There's 55-gallon drums out front with polyurethane in them. I guess they were going to do the floors at one time. And that's sitting there. And, you know, the building should be taken down, really. I don't know how they're going to fix that building.
That's an issue for the building official.
Yeah.
Not us.
He's got to declare.
But we're moving forward in court.
Okay, that's it. 395 was taken off the blight list. I don't know if I put that on there. That was close, right?
Is resolved and should come off the block.
Right, that'll be off, and then we also took some funds in the last week or so, so that was good news, and that's it for now.
Okay, thank you, Carmine.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions, Art?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. Yeah, I think we covered some of the stuff that was on the rest of the agenda here. Moving on to number 11, update on blighted zone. We did 75 Park Avenue. We did 1725 Crescent Street. 310 Sentinel Hill. I don't know if we need to discuss that anymore. Everybody's been out. The papers are being filed. And
yeah, that's the one I sent the invoice out.
Yeah. Okay.
And I gave you a report today about this morning.
Right. Okay. All right, then we can move on to number 12. Official name of Leo F. Ryan Athletic Complex. You want to speak on that, Mark, sure. At all? I know I'm aware, but.
Sure, Mr. Chair, Mark Arbalo, town clerk, keeper of the records. The records don't indicate that there's an official name of the sports facility there, or the athletic facility, or. There were two different in the whole sign gate issue. Some of the old signs said athletic complex and some said sports complex. So we went back as far as we could and to try to find it, but it was never, it didn't appear that there was ever like an official action. So
you mean ever? Or is this since the new?
Well, definitely since the new, but like even going way back to when they dedicated the name of the DeFilippo complex, and then also too when it was originally called Coon Hollow Park was dedicated in 1938. It wasn't, and then they dedicated the field to Leo F. Ryan in 1956. But in terms of the whole complex, the issue was not who they're named after. The issue was sports or athletic. So the interested stakeholders I believe there is consensus among all of the athletic and sports people to name it the Leo F. Ryan Athletic Complex. And so that there's not confusion when signs are ordered, it will have an official name and it'll be an official date. But we need your blessing.
It's always been called Ryan Field. And
well, the complex, the overall facility is Ryan. The football field is Louis Filippo Field.
Yep.
The baseball field is the Joseph Payton Park, the park. And the other field, I think, is the softball field, which doesn't exist, is named after William Clinch.
Oh, yeah.
So
that sign is there.
That sign is there.
Yeah.
But the overall place needs an official blessing to settle the age-old dispute of whether it's sports or athletics.
Okay.
Either way, they're all supporters of the physical activity there, right?
That's nice to have the signs, though.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. The signs are something to show. They want to make sure you have them.
Very good. Thank you. You want to take that, Art?
Yeah, I'll make that a form of a motion.
All right, Art moves to recommend to the full board of Aldermen all the women to name the Chatfield Street Sports Facility as the Leo F. Ryan Athletic Complex. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
So passed. Thank you. Number 13, Football Field Committee and Baseball Field Committee. These are the committees that are still in effect, but are...
Well, yeah, so both of these committees were created by a vote of the Board of Aldermen, not by ordinance, but just by vote. Their work is complete. And so in order to have clarity, mainly a school facility, but it's really run by the Parks and Rec Department. So this will close down those committees and thank them for their service. And then any other issues could be addressed by the Parks and Rec Commission.
Very good. Thank you. So therefore, number 13, I'll move to recommend to the full board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, to close the football field committee and the baseball field committee and thank them for their service. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Newberg. All in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
Still passed. I know you're not opposed, but. All right, we'll move on to number 14, my favorite, motion to adjourn at 5:25. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Newberg.
Take care, Ron.
Yeah. You going to hang in for the meetings or no?
I might. I don't know. I'm at UConn.